The following is an interview that I did with Saul Album from Market News First. That's M as in Mary, N as in Nancy, and then the number one. So it's MN1.com. If you invest in the stock market and you're an atheist, you should definitely support, send your commissions to Saul Album. Okay. Saul really put it on the line for us. Saul heard us on the Laura Ingraham show and decided that he wanted to use his radio show, I'm sorry, his TV show, it's really an internet TV show about the stock market, as a forum for us to make up for what he thought was an extremely intolerant and bigoted and unfair interview from Laura Ingraham. And so he contacts me and says, I want to have you on the show to talk about business ethics and atheism, and tells me that, you know, that this will be a way that we can also talk about religion. And so, wink, wink, okay, if you get what I'm saying, this was a very odd and unique way to talk about what I'm very well versed in, which is that everything needed to correlate to business somehow. But Saul really put it on the line there. He had to work hard to get me on the show with the producers. And, well, I am very grateful that he did such a thing. Saul considers himself an agnostic. But we actually had a conversation about the definitions of agnostic and atheist. And he understands, as well that he's an atheist, as I understood from the conversation. Seriously, guys, like, I can't say enough about what Saul did for us in this situation. His show, I don't know what the viewership was, but his show has ranged from viewership of 200 to 5,000. So this is again, it's Market News First, and you know, find Saul Album to do your investing with him, because he really stuck it out for us. And enjoy it. This is kind of funny. He just kind of lets me go on. So it's not like the other shows and the media publicity we've been getting for the Blasphemy Challenge, where we're questioned really hard. This was just kind of like an opportunity to really state our case. And I tried. So and I think I did a good job on this one. I'm not as happy with some of the other ones. But this one, it's funny. When you have a chance to make your points and actually finish a thought, you can actually make some pretty good points. So enjoy.
Welcome, everybody, to Market News First, your source for business news from the small cap, the micro cap, and beyond. We have special guests today, like the music, guys. Special guest today, Brian Sapien. We're going to be discussing all kinds of things, but first, let me go ahead and get my... All right. Well, let's just get right to it. Let me see. I'm going to bring up Brian on the line. Brian, this is Saul. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Saul.
Okay, great, Brian. Well, for our guests, in case you're just tuning in, we have a little story for you. I was driving to the studio for my firm yesterday, and I happened to do a AM scan, and I happened to hear Brian on the Laura Ingraham show. Okay? All right, guys. Well, you know, Saul, I listen to all this radio, all right, on the way back, and sometimes with music. And on there, they led a teaser. Oh, we're going to try to convince an atheist to be a believer, or oh, we're going to assault this guy. So they brought him on, and he was trying to discuss his views. And while he was doing it, he was being belittled. He was being attacked and such. And I thought it was terrible. However, I said, Well, guess what? I have a platform here, and we have a lovely platform here, a unique platform, okay, and a platform where we can communicate very well, where we can control the environment and not be belittling and not be stupid, because the viewers of MN1, they want the truth, they want the information which is going to make them money. They don't care about all the shenanigans and attacking each other and such. So I called up Brian and scheduled him on. And we're going to focus more so on business ethics, okay, than say politics. Now, it might go a little in that direction, okay, but we want to keep this to societal ramifications of his thoughts and beliefs. Brian, why don't you go ahead and tell us about your your website. Why don't you tell us your story here?
Well, thanks so much, first of all, Saul, for having me on. By the way, I did notice it looks like the website address on the ticker there might be off. It's rationalresponders.com.
Rationalresponders.com. Okay.
Yeah. Our website was created about a year ago now after being involved with research online of religion for the past 8 years by a few friends of mine and myself. Over the last about 10 years, we've been researching the claims that we were brought up to believe, that a man named Jesus Christ died for our sins and rose from the dead and flied into the sky and essentially has come to save us from all of our wrongdoing. And so obviously that's a pretty big claim, and I think any big claim should be researched. I think that, you know, your stock market listeners would understand that when hearing about a great stock. You know, they would want to research any claims before they go investing large sums of money. And that's what we did as well. And it was an awfully big search. And through our search, we found that, to be honest with ourselves, we just can't believe in a God. We're very willing to believe in a God. We're a God to be presented to us with valid evidence. But most of my team has now realized that we've seen pretty much all the arguments for God, and that's probably not going to happen at this point. So we created a website where we believe that, at the bare minimum, people should be responding rationally to irrational claims on this planet. And it seems the most widely held irrational belief would be one in a God that they can't prove. So there you have it. You know, we have other claims that we address, things like the paranormal and psychics. We don't believe that the psychics can actually do what they claim either. But those are much less addressed.
Oh, look, he's going to attack me thinking I can't use my crystal ball to read what's going to go on in the market. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? My crystal ball doesn't work too well?
Well, I think if you use your crystal ball based on faith, I think that you probably have a problem. I think that you probably research a lot of what you put into your crystal ball, and I think that that's how most people operate on everything else other than God belief. And for some reason, we give God belief a free pass when we think about, you know, what it is that we hold true in this world. It seems that God belief is probably the only thing that people actually take on faith. And to me, that just doesn't seem rational.
Okay. Well, you know, getting to that, I wanted to talk with you more about the societal ramifications and business ramifications of people that don't believe, okay, or investing ramifications. Let me ask you, one of the major fears that people would have, they would be afraid to do business with an atheist company. Let's put it this way. Let's say, there's a company that has a fish on their name that I know is led by a well-respected, Christian in the community. Let's say I want to do business with him. I'd be very comfortable doing business with him. Whereas as someone who didn't go to a church, I would be less comfortable. Can you speak to that?
Well, yeah, that's obviously a lot. And I think it has a lot more to do with psychology and the fact that, you know, I think that you're led to be scared of, you know, hell. And, you know, so therefore, you know, you have some sort of fear of people who are different than you. And I'm no psychologist, but I think that plays a large role. The fact that atheists are different, that we don't think...
You could win a trip for you and your family to Walt Disney World. Log on to ESPN. Here.
I think that the free market, people can choose to use anything they want. And I understand that a Christian would prefer to do business with a Christian. But I don't think that that's what we should use to determine how good of a job somebody's going to do. And in fact, atheists, the same way, most of the time probably don't frequent a Christian, you know, company. I've seen a company that was prayer service in their work, and it almost seems like they discriminate against an atheist who would hold a position there. So, you know, I mean, the actual ethics of Christianity. Personally, I believe that atheists are more ethical than Christians are. Of course, I'm probably speaking to a predominantly Christian audience because that's just the way that we are in this country, and you know, I understand that they would view it differently.
At what investigations are going on in a company. I look
right.
And see about the CEO. I would never, if I think I would never do business with someone who cheats on their wife or something like that. Why? What has led you to believe, or other atheists to believe, that atheists are more ethical than Christians?
Well, first of all, when you think about some of the biggest stories in business scandals over the last few years, you think about like the Ken Lays and the Jack Abramoffs, and these guys are Christian and very unethical. I'm not sure if I could sway the audience into disliking, you know, Bill Frist or a Tom DeLay or a Scooter Libby, but they come to mind as well. And that does definitely venture into politics, but of course it's business as well. You know, I can't name an atheist, business person that's responsible for some of the larger corruptions that our country has had. And if you look at prison statistics, you know, and of course prison statistics span all sorts of crimes, not just business. But if you look at prison statistics, atheists make up less than 1% of the prison population, but 15% of the people in our country. It would call to reason that the numbers should be similar, and yet they're not. 99% of the people in jail are theistic, not just Christian, but Muslim and all sorts of theistic beliefs. So there's actual evidence, scientific evidence, to show that atheists operate in a more moral and ethical manner than their theist counterpart, at least when it comes to what is legal.
Okay, if you happen to agree or disagree, feel free to call in. Could you go ahead and put our numbers up? Now, another concern of the people that happen to have a theist, we can call it that, I would call a Platonist view, is that that their beliefs are grounded on something fixed and finite, mm-hmm. where an atheist dealing in the business community would not necessarily have their views based on something fixed and finite, such as the Bible or the book. Can mm-hmm. you speak to that, please?
Well, I think that if you use the Bible as your fixed and finite stance for something, then you're either extremely unethical or you haven't read the Bible and you've just accepted the parts that have been handed down from your pastors. I mean, you know, we can look at the Bible and see that it's very contradictory, and of course, it's not ethical to lie or to do something that is different from your own worldview. And I mean, we hear, you know, God says, "Thou shalt not kill." And if you count up the killings in the first half of the Bible, he murders over 2 million people, and that doesn't include the flood of Noah. So, you know, we can find passages in the Bible where Jesus lies and he doesn't honor his he says to not honor your parents. He's worked on the Sabbath day. He's encouraged stealing. God condones and orders adultery. I mean, these are things that are in the Bible that if a Christian reads the Bible, they'll find they're hard to rationalize. And they back on the idea that, you know, an atheistic society couldn't somehow be ethical in the business world. You know, Norway, Iceland, Australia, Canada, Sweden, Switzerland, Belgium, Japan, the Netherlands, I could go on and on. These are the most atheistic countries that our world knows. At least in the civilized world, and they are operating, you know, fine. There's, you know, they have thriving economies. They're doing very well. And in fact, when you look at the morals overall, you know, as Sam Harris points out in Letter to a Christian Nation, he says that that these countries are the healthiest, as you could find in the Human Development Report, as indicated by measures of life expectancy, adult literacy, per capita income, educational attainment, gender equality, homicide rate, and infant mortality. And conversely, the 50 nations now ranked lowest in terms of human development are unwaveringly religious, and the United States is unique among wealthy democracies in its level of religious literalism and opposition to evolutionary theory. So it's actually beleaguered by high rates of homicide, abortion, teen pregnancy, STD infection, and infant mortality. And this isn't just some propaganda that I'm pulling up. I mean, you can look this up in the Human Development Report of 2005. These are scientific statistics. These are facts. And so, you know, there's no reason to believe that somehow the world would operate in a better way if we were all Christian or Muslim or any specific religious belief. In fact, there's plenty of evidence to the contrary. I think that often we're told by our religious leaders to be scared of atheists, that atheists are devil worshippers or they're evil or they're corrupt or they're, you know, liars. And we believe these claims based on what these preachers tell us, and just doesn't call to reason that we should.
where then are they basing their ethics from, if not from a source such as, like you quoted, the Bible?
I think that humans have had a moral code well before any holy texts were written. We wouldn't have gotten to the point where we could even write a holy text if we didn't have some sort of code between us. We operate in a way where we understand that, for the most part, most people operate understanding that, you know, we're dependent on each other. I'm dependent on, you know, the economy to do certain things for me, and I give back to the economy, and in all sorts of other ways. I mean, we're reliant on farmers and you know, every field, humans are reliant on each other to get by. And it wouldn't make sense for us just to go around and killing people who are different than us or lying to people who are different than us. And if a business does operate in that sort of way, Christian, atheist, Muslim, no matter what it is, people aren't going to frequent that business. I mean, we have, you know, organizations like the Better Business Bureau where you can report corrupt organizations to that swindled you out of money for whatever reason. And we just don't, you know, use those businesses, whether they're, Christian or atheist or whatnot. I've run businesses before, and I was an atheist at the time. And, I think that the business, you know, people respected me there, and, you know, religion never came up. Religion never played. So, you know, in effect, I think people need to realize that likely 10% of the people that they're dealing with, if not more, they're dealing with atheist business people. We just don't wear our, you know, non-religion on our sleeve.
Okay, Brian, we have a caller on line four. Caller, go ahead. You're live with Saul Album and Brian Sapien.
My name is Mike.
Mike?
Calling from Ohio.
Calling from Ohio. Okay. What do you got for us?
You're talking to Brian Sapien about morals and religion. Right?
That's correct.
And I just want to say that I do definitely agree with them that that our goodness, that our behavior is not really an outcome of religious belief and belief in a doctrine or a God or anything. I think it really does come out of our human experiences.
Let's move this a little more to business. Mike, do you have an investment portfolio, Mike?
No.
Okay. Do you attempt to try and frequent more atheist or Christian persuasions in business?
What do you mean? Like more atheism? You mean?
I mean, do you? Well, I'll put it this way: if there was a way to detect what businesses were run by what philosophy, would you happen to frequent more, say, theist or religious-based businesses or atheist-based businesses?
Oh, no, I would say more of an atheist.
Why?
Businesses. Because I think it's more run by reason. I think reason is more important to base a way that you would run something like that. I think that with religion, I think that you're doing it more off of a faith-based, and I think that that's not, there's not much reason behind that.
Okay, all right, Mike. Do you have anything else to say? Otherwise, we'll go ahead and move on.
No, thank you very
much. Okay,
thank
you very much, Mike. I'm going to have to run to a break here in a minute, but let's go ahead and do a little taste though. What I want to ask you about are the social dynamics. All right, and the social dynamics inside of business when you have a lot of, atheists or people who more or less drive different conceptions of justice or different conceptions of truth, different types of thinkers in the group. What have you noticed differently? I imagine that you hang out or you socialize more with other atheists.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you noticed differently in social dynamics or what businesses have you frequented that you noticed are different in with the social dynamics concerning atheists in business?
Well, you know, it's ironic. I don't think that people actually operate in the way that they truly believe. They utilize faith to believe in God, but I don't think they operate in that manner in other areas. If they did, you would see some very odd run businesses. you know, you would see people picking stock tips by throwing a dart at the wall. I guess some guys probably do this, you know, and picking a stock and just saying, well, I'm going to pray to God that this one works. And you don't find businesses that that don't market because they believe, based on faith, that God will provide. Although, ironically, because of the danger of faith, you probably do have a few businesses that do that, and those businesses likely fail. But in general, I don't think that people really do operate in that sort of faith-based way. You know, if I'm at a diner and a plate falls on the ground, they will just pray that the plate will go away. I mean, somebody goes and cleans it up. And we do things, and we have to accomplish things on our own. And that's, you know, reason. And if I went into an organization and that was their policy, they didn't take out the trash because they thought God would just take it out for them, you know, these types of things, of course, I wouldn't frequent that business. So I don't think that I generally see Christianity really permeate, you know, every business that I frequent. You know, you pretty much see people just working under the same reason structure for everything they do, except for some reason they give God a free pass in their logic system.
So you're saying that it's virtually indistinguishable between a theist in regards to business, because we're such in a competitive free market, it's virtually indistinguishable in activities and business activities between the theist and the atheist.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, both of us could come up with examples where we've seen, you know, very Christian businesses, you know, God Bless America written on the side of all their fleet trucks and things like that. But, you know, I don't think that the actual employees themselves are always operating in such a manner that they become unprofessional. You know, that an electrician will, you know, come to your home and pray over your outlet. I mean, he actually has to fix the outlet. And they know that, you know, that's the reasonable approach, and that's what you do. If you had anybody, even if a Christian, you know, had an electrician come to their house, I mean, I would love to see that. I would love to see a Christian electrician come and pray over an outlet that it gets fixed. That, you know, I think we would find that funny, and we would laugh at that. But yet that's what, you know, that's how people utilize belief in their life, and for the most important belief that they have in their life, and they give, you know, 10% of their income to the church to peddle this belief to more people. So it's just a circular system that just keeps corrupting itself.
Well, we're going to go ahead and move to a break, guys. It's been an interesting discussion, and we'll be back here in a few minutes with Brian. Brian, thanks for sticking with us, and we'll see you on the other side. Give me about 5 minutes. We got to go make some money. Okay. See you in a few minutes.
Okay, thanks so much.
Hey, everybody. I'm Saul Album, Market News First. Well, we're going to have to sign off. Well, for the rest of the day today, I wanted to thank Brian Sapien for being our guest. Had a lot of fun. We came out with a lot of good points, and he was able to explain himself a little bit better. Anyway, this is going to be the end of Market News First for today, Thursday, and we will see you back on Friday. Talk to you soon.